The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Act 2, Scene 8. In Venice, a street. Enter Salerno and Salanio.
Why, man, I saw Bassanio under sail. With him is Gratiano gone along, and in their ship I am sure Lorenzo is not.
The villain Jew, with outcries, raised the Duke, who went with him to search Bassanio's ship. He came too late, the ship was under sail, but there the Duke was given to understand that in a gondola were seen together Lorenzo and his amorous Jessica. Besides, Antonio certified the Duke they were not with Bassanio in his ship.
I never heard a passion so confused, so strange, outrageous, and so variable, as the dog Jew did utter in the streets. My daughter, oh my ducats, oh my daughter fled with a Christian, oh my Christian ducats. Justice, the law, my ducats and my daughter, a sealed bag, two sealed bags of ducats, of double ducats, stolen from me by my daughter, and jewels, two stones, two rich and precious stones, stolen by my daughter. Justice, find the girl, she hath the stones upon her, and the ducats.
Why, all the boys in Venice follow him, crying, his stones, his daughter, and his ducats.
Let good Antonio look he keep his day, or he shall pay for this.
Marry, well remembered. I reasoned with a Frenchman yesterday, who told me in the narrow seas that part the French and English there miscarried a vessel of our country richly fraught. I thought upon Antonio when he told me, and wished in silence that it were not his.
You were best to tell Antonio what you hear, yet do not suddenly, for it may grieve him.
A kinder gentleman treads not the earth. I saw Bassanio and Antonio part. Bassanio told him he would make some speed of his return.
He answered, "Do not so. Slubber not business for my sake, Bassanio, but stay the very ripening of the time, and for the Jew's bond which he hath of me, let it not enter into your mind of love. Be merry, and employ your chiefest thoughts to courtship and such fair ostents of love as shall conveniently become you there." And even there, his eye being big with tears, turning his face he put his hand behind him, and with affection wondrous sensible he wrung Bassanio's hand, and so they parted.
I think he only loves the world for him. I pray thee, let us go and find him out, and quicken his embraced heaviness with some delight or other.
Do we so?
They exit. The end of Act 2, Scene 8 of The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Let It Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.